Today's lie is that Trump won the 2020 election. The big lie in 2002 was that Iraq was fairly close to having a nuclear weapon. The author of that big lie? Dick Cheney. When you get a party used to swallowing blatant falsehoods, eventually it will lose its grip on reality. Dick Cheney started the GOP down that road. So good for him that he stood with his daughter and with Nancy Pelosi to condemn the Trump conspiracy against America, but is part of a longer-running such conspiracy that he had never renounced or apologized for, which makes his stand ring a little hollow.
Iranian Radio, Global Mission. This is IRIB English Radio.
I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Again, we are here to present with another episode of A Muslim Lady, where we have been discussing so many important issues regarding Muslim lady. I'm Farman Ali Masumi, and with me in the studio, my wife, Razia Batul Najafi.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Mr. Masumi, we all know that women are known to be very emotional, yeah? And that is one of the blessing of Allah, yes. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. It's really good. It's a blessing. But in some situation, definitely they have to control, they have to limitize this beautiful blessing of Allah. So what are some ways, any tips to take control of emotion, how she can use this beautiful bounty of Allah in a right way?
When it comes to the emotions, because human being overall is emotional, yeah, generally speaking.
Exactly, yeah.
Men and women both, they are emotional. They express their emotions when they become happy, when they become upset, when they feel something, you know, very astonishing. So they show, they express their emotions, which is a very positive thing. But in some areas, expressing your emotions, showing your emotions is not good for your, you know, the tarbiyah of children, the relationship between you and your husband and your family members, or maybe the relations between the family or society members also. So we should know where we should express our emotions and where we should hide and control the emotions. For example, when it comes to the positive things between wife and husband, we have to express, appreciate, express our emotions. For example, if a husband buys a gift to his wife, wife should show the emotions, the appreciation, yeah? Vice versa, if wife does good thing, husband should appreciate and show the emotions. Likewise, to our children also. If our children do good things, they do their homeworks on time, so we should show the emotions toward them. Yeah, we should show them that we are happy, we are satisfied with them.
Expressions are very, very important, and it has also reward.
Yeah, it plays a very vital role in, you know, relationships, especially between wife and husband. As we say, whatever happens between you, if you express, Islam also emphasizes on this, expressing your love towards your wife.
We
have heard so many ahadiths from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So expressing our emotion is very important. But in some areas, we have to control our emotion. Yeah.
You know why? I'm thinking that, you know, like the way you have water is a very big blessing and favor from Allah. But the same water, you know, we have to consume it in a limit, and we need it the way we need it. We have to use it. If it comes more than our need, then there's a flood. You know, this water can kill us. This water can just drown us. The same way emotions are beautiful, we need it. But when I'm becoming more emotional, then I'm using less my intellect. When I'm using less my intellect, maybe I'm talking more, nagging more, complaining more. Maybe I'm crying in a wrong place, you know, where I shouldn't use my tears. You know, the tears are very, very valuable. You know, I can use it in the way of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when I'm having whisperings to Allah, when I'm praying namaz, not just for my, you know, little worldly desires. So I feel when I'm not controlling, when I'm just crossing the limits in using my emotions, I'm damaging myself, you know, because I'm the listener. I'm listening myself, you know. If I say something bad, if I'm talking a lot,
complaining a lot.
So that comes straight away to myself. Number one is
on
myself.
Yourself.
Exactly. Then automatically the others and the environment. This hadith which says Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has a beautiful place and a palace in Jannah, and which is the very outstanding palace inside the Jannah. So when Prophet asked that for whom this palace is, so the reply was that it is for masjunoon, like the people they kept themselves in prison. Like I'm a prisoner, I will go to this palace in Jannah. What kind of prison? The prison means I'm keeping my tongue, my emotions, my desires, masjunoon. I'm keeping my tongue in control and my stomach also, because, you know, we have that kind of shahwa to eat everything, to talk whatever comes in my mind. So this is kind of brake. You know, if your car has a brake, your brake is working, that means you are safe in the road. The same way, if your tongue is in your control, for example, and other desires, that means you are safe in your relationship between husband and wife.
Speaking about the emotions, you know, we have a lot of emotions, so many kind of emotions like anger, happiness, or disappointment. So we can talk and speak a lot about these each and specific topic. So like, for example, controlling your anger. You know, in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so many times, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. The people who control their anger, they have a very high status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it comes to control your emotions, first of all, the very bad quality all the human beings they have is anger. And anger destroys so many good relations. So we have to control this anger. And in controlling anger, it needs so many practical tips.
Yeah. And you know, because we are talking about the Muslim lady, I think because for ladies, this area is a very difficult zone to control their tongues, you know. Because when person is angry, most of the time he's using his tongue, he's talking. You know, less people, they just throw the things, you know, and just quiet. No. But when you are talking and we as a women, we talk more. Therefore, if we keep quiet, if we control our tongue, our reward would be higher, especially in using the tongue and emotions. And I would love to give some tips for women, especially I really want to fix the roots and the cause of anger. Yeah. Because, you know, I have to check myself, me as a wife, as a mother, yeah? When and how I get angry, that is the solution, that is the remedy. For example, I get angry when my kids, for example, they don't listen to me, yeah? So I have to reset my mindset. Why they have to listen to me? How much they have to listen to me? How much expectation I have from my kids, you know? Sometimes I have more expectation. Sometimes they are in tired and angry mood and I'm having expectation from them. If I check the roots and the causes, I can easily, 90% maybe I can fix myself. And then the other wrong mindset is that I'm thinking that if my kids or my husband is, for example, listening to me in this era, then I'll be happy to them. Then I can do good to them. Otherwise, not. So my dealing is sharti, like with conditions. Like if, and that kind of if sometimes kill us. So it's so difficult to love them, to don't get angry, unconditional. So there's no any condition. Yeah, whatever they do.
Almost impossible, especially nowadays.
Yeah. Some great ulamas and some great people, they have done it. And we have to do it. Like, we can get upset from inside. And we shouldn't show. We are upset and we can ask Allah, Ya Allah, guide me and guide them. You know, that kind of anger is comes.
Dear listeners, we will take a very short break. Inshallah, we'll come back soon.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
I love the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, whenever you feel anger, just shut your mouth. And for every shutting your mouth and controlling your anger, you will get one gift from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
As you said, you know, when we use our emotions, we use less our intellect, our brain. So it reminds me the beautiful saying of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, where he says, "Man lam yamlik ghadabahu, lam yamlik aqlahu."
Beautiful.
Whoever cannot control his anger, he cannot control his intellect. Means he does not have the intellect and brain.
It's from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam.
Imam Sadiq alayhi salam.
Wow. Allah.
Yeah, beautiful hadith. So when we control our anger and control our emotions, then we can use our intellect more. And when we will use our intellect, definitely, then everything will be under control, under our control. Then we will not give more chances to destroy our relationship.
I love this hadith. إِذَا تَمَّ الْأَقْلِ نَقْسَ الْكَلَامِ. If there's more aql, you're more intellectual, you speak less. One. And when you said this hadith, مَنْ لَمْ يَمْلِكْ غَضَبَهُ لَمْ يَمْلِكْ أَقْلَهُ. Yeah?
Yeah.
أَقْلَهُ, yeah?
Yeah.
So at the same way, one more hadith, it says that if you don't have control on your tongue, then you cannot have control on the heart of the people.
People.
Yeah, especially your husband, your kids. So we want to rule, you know, we want to be a queen and princess of the heart of our spouses or our children. We really want them to listen to us. But we are not listening to ourselves, like listening to our emotions. You know, I have to listen means control. If I'm controlling my tongue, my emotions, then I can control, you know, and have control of others' heart too,
in
my head.
So the main key in controlling your anger is controlling your tongue. It reminds me another hadith that, you know, if you speak less, means you will not have so many diseases. Diseases means our akhlaqi diseases, our moral problems. So this is a beautiful tip again to control your anger and control your tongue. So we can speak a lot about controlling your tongue, how you can control and what happens if you control your tongue. Yeah.
We were blessed with so many sayings of Masumin alayhi salam. Thank you so much, Mr. Masumi.
Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah. Each and every single hadith enlightens us. It gives so much noor in our hearts. I hope our dear listeners also enjoying these beautiful ahadith of Aima alayhimu salam as we both enjoy while discussing.
Alhamdulillah.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and here is what Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, told Muslims after the passing away of her dear father, the Almighty's last messenger, when she perceived signs of weakness of faith among them. When God perceived the nations divided into different religions, deifying fire and worshipping idols, and rejecting Him in spite of their intellect and knowledge, God the Majestic guided and enlightened them from darkness through my father, Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, and removed the curtains of ignorance from their hearts and illuminated their eyes, relieving them from blindness.
IRIB English Radio.
Thank you. please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Cultural news, social news, scientific news, artistic news. With delight.
South Koreans enjoy a wildlife refuge near the Korean Demilitarized Zone. New tours opened in November from the DMZ Crane Peace Town. Frank Smith has more in this report.
A new hiking trail and birdwatching facility opened up in South Korea this past November. DMZ Crane Peace Town created special birding cabins and guides wilderness hikes north of the 38th parallel near the DMZ, the fortified border with North Korea. The Demilitarized Zone was created with the armistice that ended the Korean War back in 1953. Guard post fencing and a 2 to 4 kilometer wide buffer zone now separate North Korea and South Korea, with that no man's land becoming home to rejuvenated plant and wildlife.
Local officials see wildlife tourism as an opportunity to promote inter-Korean peace.
Cranes know no borders. That's why we're promoting the crane as a symbol of peace, as they can freely come and go between North and South Korea.
Each winter, several species of birds, especially cranes, spend time to rest and feed in the area, where there's little development and few people. Officials say more birds have been coming here because of depleted feeding grounds in the north.
Chirwan has wide plains suitable for growing rice. Cranes eat the grain that has fallen after harvest, and it's the best place for cranes because it's located north of the civilian control line.
A safe vantage point to photograph the wildlife is provided at the Hantan River near Yangji Village, attracting birders from far afield.
I left home at 4 in the morning to come here to photograph wild birds, swans and cranes. It's good because there are many mallard ducks and other birds. They fight for food with each other, but it's fun.
Cranes are considered a sacred symbol of longevity and fortune here and designated a national monument. Frank Smith, Cheongwon County, South Korea.
Thirty-three lucky green sea turtles get a new lease on life in Indonesia. The turtles were released into the sea off the coast of the island of Bali. Tourists and locals gathered to watch the endangered animals get their way back to the wild. Authorities rescued the reptiles from poachers late last year. The population of green sea turtles has fell sharply in recent years due to excessive hunting and the loss of nesting sites. In Chile, three Andean condors are back in the wild after years of rehab at a rescue center. The vulnerable vultures were released near the Chilean capital, Santiago. Scientists will continue to monitor the birds to make sure they are healthy. Andean condors occupy a special place in Chile. They are, in fact, the country's national bird and a symbol of power and health. The vultures are one of the biggest flight-capable birds in the world, with a wingspan of up to 3.2 meters. Conservationists in several countries are trying to shore up their population.
Germany, tasty bits of crumbs are all it takes for hundreds of sheep and goats to participate in the campaign to encourage vaccination against COVID-19. 700 farm animals were arranged into a 100-meter-long syringe in a pasture south of Hamburg. The shepherd says she spent several days practicing the herd. The sheep and goats were lured by pieces of bread, which they quickly gobbled up after being released into the field. Helping the shepherd was an organizer who works with a flock to run team training exercises for companies. He says they wanted to do something to grab people's attention and encourage them to get COVID jabs.
Well, if I were to just write it on Facebook, nobody would notice it. And my job is to have company teams leading some thousand sheep from A to B, and I have noticed how enthusiastically the sheep are received, and that it simply reaches people deep inside, which is perhaps not possible rationally, with rational arguments.
Etzold says sheep bring out the soft side of people and hopes that this will help convey the message. So far, the campaign has received a positive response, with videos of the sheep arrangement going viral. Official data shows Germany has the lowest inoculation rate among Western European nations. This is mainly attributed to vaccination hesitancy, as well as a small percentage who vehemently oppose getting the jab. Technological change is accelerating today, with robots and artificial intelligence making fast inroads into human lives. The Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas is the latest example of the same. From lifelike baby dolls to full-grown human-like robots are on the display. They not only write, cry, laugh, and blink, but some of them speak and react when you tell them something. The most interesting thing about these robots is their reactions, which are just like humans, seeming as if they are real people. The robot makers say soon people will not be scared of these human-faced machines being among them.
Humans are so complex, so making a robot exactly like a human is almost impossible. If we did that, then you wouldn't be scared of it, because you'd just assume it's a human. But you get that uncanny valley just before, where it doesn't quite move like a human, doesn't quite express itself or emote or talk like a human. And that's the uncanny valley, that's the scary bit. If you go further back to something that looks less like a human, then suddenly you like it a lot more.
The robot makers hope that the way these robots are made would help even doctors how to treat and confront children, for instance. They also hope that by adding more human characteristics to these robots, the machines will be at the service of humans more than before.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields, like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
Let's see what's happening in one of the world's oldest festivals. It's called Black and White Carnival, celebrated every year in the Colombian city of Pasto. But it has a lot more than what its name may suggest. The carnival, full of vibrant colors and fun, livens up when people perform music too. Those in attendance even threw talcum powder and foam to add more doses of joy. More things to visit too. Colorful monuments and floats are brought to the streets. An artisan explains what's behind one of the huge sculptures exhibited there.
This commemorates what we are going through right now in the world. The virus, that little thing that brought COVID. We have skulls, people who died, those who are reborn, children, old people, and a lady. That's the whole motif. It's called rebirth.
The event has roots in Spanish and African traditions related to the indigenous people of Colombia. The carnival is aimed at highlighting the diversity of ethnic and cultural backgrounds. Its name symbolizes unity and equality. The festival continues until January the 10th. A zoo in the Netherlands is celebrating the birth of a newborn manatee, a rare event among the endangered species, especially within the confines of captivity. The newcomer was born in a Royal Burger Zoo in the Dutch city of Arnhem. Zookeepers say the birth went smoothly, adding that this is the mother's second calf. The newborn is still too young for keepers to be able to determine its gender, but handlers hope it will be a female. That's because there are only 15 females in European zoos. Manatees are closely related to elephants and are sometimes called sea cows because of their herbivorous diet. These gentle giants are listed as vulnerable to extinction mainly because of loss of habitat and collisions with boats. Shanghai is one of the most famous cities in the world, boasting an impressive number of tourist attractions. Now, the city is host to a new event that could draw excited visitors. The exhibition includes more than 100 items from Egypt, including 6 golden mummies. The most prized object on display is a 20-year-old female mummy with a gold mask and 2 jewels for eyes. Organizers have also put up for show original works by great European artists such as Raphael and Pablo Picasso.
Chinese astronauts on board the space station have held a unique conference with students, sending them a message that sky is the limit. They hope to inspire students to pursue their dreams and be proactive about their goals. Let's have a listen.
Every one of us went through rigorous selection and arduous training before carrying out space missions. Many people have to wait for several years, dozens of years, and even a whole life. But what deserves praise is that we have never given up, but remain true to our original aspiration, stood the loneliness, and passed the tests.
Ye, who is a first-time space traveler, also encouraged students to be brave in following their dreams. The Chinese astronauts talked about their life, work, and personal experiences. Students from Beijing, Hong Kong, and Macau were given the rare chance to ask their own questions during the Ground Space Conference. China launched Shenzhou 13 into space in October last year. The astronauts are scheduled to stay in orbit for 6 months, which will be the country's longest ever crewed mission.
A mobile public library is back in the Afghan capital, Kabul, to bring joy to children with exciting books and games. The library reaches hundreds of children on a daily basis, seeking to expand its coverage in the coming days. Rahmatullah Baghban has more.
As the sun rises in Kabul, the Charmagh's mobile library starts a fresh mission to delight children. The library goes from zone to zone in the capital, Kabul, to spread the joy and love of reading among the Afghan children. It operates in 5 buses and has a children-friendly space. The organizers say they are happy being back for Afghan children.
That's why we want to enhance reading among children and boost their creative thinking. We have 5 mobile libraries operating across Kabul. Our services were shut for 3 months due to government change, but now we're happy that once again we can reach Kabul children. The library was sponsored by Afghan traders, but now it's out of funds and needs economic support.
I love my job here as a librarian. It's free for all. Children from different backgrounds come here to read books and play games. What I love most is watching children smiling and having fun with each other. I'm proud I can serve them with the skill I have.
Children are highly excited as they find the library right in front of their houses. Hundreds of children make daily use of initiative as most schools in Kabul lack library.
Mama,
the mobile library used to come to our alley every week, but over the past 3 months, it didn't come, and we missed it so much. We are very happy that it is bringing us joy again. Nowadays that our schools are closed, we can make use of its books.
We thank Charmax for its services. We have learned to read stories, play games, and draw pictures. We have kind teachers and have a good time with our friends.
This creative reading campaign starts as the country faced many challenges, affecting children's schooling and taking reading opportunities from them. As schools remain closed for most Afghan children, such services can be a good haven for students and book lovers. The initiative can also encourage children and bring the reading to life. Rahmatullah Baghban, Kabul.
People in the northeastern Chinese province are trying to keep alive a winter tradition going back centuries. Each year, local fishermen and women in Jilin use an ancient technique to catch fish from Chagan Lake that is sealed with a thick layer of ice. What these locals do is they drill holes through the ice and put their nets under the holes to catch fish. But to pull out those nets from the lake, they will need help from a bunch of horses.
It was my first time seeing such a scene. Five horses drawing a turntable to gradually pull the net up to the ice surface. I felt very novel to witness this.
The technique has been listed as a cultural heritage in China. The ceremony attracts a large number of local tourists during the fishing season, which lasts until the end of February.
Swimming in sub-zero temperatures can be unimaginable for most people, but not for a group of athletes who've tested their skills and strength in Prague's Vltava River. 360 people from eight countries gathered in the Czech capital to participate in an annual winter swimming event. The air temperature was minus 6 degrees Celsius, with water temperatures dipping to as low as 3 degrees. The event honors Alfred Nikodem, a Czech swimmer who braved the frigid waters in Prague for the first time in 1923, starting a tradition that has been kept alive ever since.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear friend, dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen, salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic that we're going to speak about is how can I talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salamu alaikum. Today, Wednesday, is the 9th of Jamadil Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of day 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of January 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Nisa, verse 81.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. ويقولون طاعة فإذا برزوا من عندك بيت طائفة
منهم غير الذي تقول والله يكتب ما يبيتون فأعرض عنهم وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا.
And they say, we pledge obedience. But when they leave you, a group of them spend the night determining to do other than what you say. But Allah records what they plan by night. So leave them alone and rely upon Allah. And sufficient is Allah as disposer of affairs.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this verse, the Quran has pointed to the situation of some hypocrites. It says that when they come beside the Prophet, they harmonize with others and express that they obey the command of the Holy Prophet. But when go out from the presence of the Prophet, they neglect their promises, and in their night meetings, they make some decisions against the Holy Prophet. Yet Allah commands His Messenger to turn aside from them with no fear. He is ordered not to rely on them in His affairs, but to trust only in Allah, who is the best assisting helper and the protector. The significance of communication with Allah. A believing man confidently knows that he has Allah in his life. It is Allah who is on one side. He administers his life affairs, steering them to what is best for him in both worlds, fully aware of Allah's constant presence, yet nearness. Such a man, via relentless communication patterns, relies on Allah and fully entrusts his soul, yet his total being, to him and his will. He then lives happily in peace. Such is the case, owing to the rational fact that he who experiences five times a day everything prayer entails will in no way engage willingly and persistently in any serious, loathsome deeds or deeds that run counter to reason. It is unfathomable that a person who most directly communicates with Allah five times a day will willingly and repeatedly commit a serious wrongdoings. If, however, a person who is constant in prayer does not shut lewdness, that would mean that there is something seriously wrong with the former, whose complete state will need review and some drastic adjustment measures. Sheikh Azhar Nasser.
One hadith, just to show us, to demonstrate how much Allah supports us. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes we feel overwhelmed by shaitan. We're surrounded by all of these lurking dangers and we feel that we're outnumbered. We're overwhelmed. When shaitan refused to prostrate to Adam, Allah banished him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, اخرج منها فإنك رجيم. Get out. You are not to be in this sacred assembly of the angels. Iblis knows Allah is just. Iblis says, Ilahi, I know that you are just. How about all of those thousands of years of worship? Do they go down the drain? Are they all nullified? I want you to reward me for what I've done. Allah says, okay. I will compensate you in dunya. Your akhirah is gone, provided that you don't repent. I will compensate you. I will give you your reward for your worship in this life. What do you want? He says, "Sallitni ala wuldi Adam." I want you to give me authority. I want you to give me the ability to influence human beings. Allah says, granted. I'll give you an ability to try to influence them. Iblis asks for more. He says, "Oh Allah, ajrini fihim majra dami fil uruq." I don't only want to have the ability to influence them, I want to get very close to human beings. I want you to allow me to flow through them the way that blood flows through veins. Allah says, granted. قَدْ أَجْرَيْتُكَ. Iblis says, Ilahi, I'm only one. I'm going to be outnumbered by Adam and his children. I want you, for every human being that is born, I want you to give me two offspring. I want to have a numerical majority over insan. Allah says, granted. Iblis says, oh Allah, also as compensation for my ibadah, I don't want Adam or his children to see me. I want to be invisible. I don't want to be perceptible to them. Allah says, granted. And Allah says, I will give you access to their hearts and their minds, and you can whisper. You can't control them. You cannot strip them of their free will. You have the ability to invite them towards evil. You can insinuate. You can whisper. Iblis says, that's all that I need.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Now let's look at ways to get closer to Allah at home. Today's suggestion, praying. Praying is the success that we see calls us five times a day. The Prophet said the first thing which will be judged among a man's deed on the day of resurrection is the prayer. If this is in good order, then he will succeed and prosper. But if it is defective, then he will fail and will be a loser. Prophet Muhammad used to pray so much at night that his feet became swollen. It was said to him, "Why do you regulate yourself with this?" To that he replied, "Shall I not be a grateful servant of Allah?"
Subhanallah. الحمد لله لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد
communicating silently versus communicating loudly. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, admonished some people who raised their voices while supplicating. Be merciful to yourself. Don't raise your voices, for You are not calling a deaf or an absent one, but one who is all hearer or seer. The one whom you call is closer to one of you than the neck of his animal. It follows that if a person feels he has to pray or supplicate loudly, lest he might be unheard or misunderstood, he needs to examine his faith, for there are surely some serious flaws in it. Life is all about drawing closer to Allah and feeling how near he, Allah, with his knowledge, might, compassion, and munificence is. The closer to Allah a person gets, the more overwhelmed, more benevolent, more tranquil, and at times even more introvert he becomes. His total being becomes engrossed in enjoying and feasting on the boons generated by his spiritual triumph. He increasingly loses interest in frivolous and worthless things and pastimes, regarding them as serious distractions and deviations. They tend to rob a person of his most precious moments, experiences, and opportunities.
Imam al-Sadiq, he says, when Allah gave all of these concessions to Iblis, Adam said to Allah, "Oh Allah, you gave Iblis all of these abilities. I will be helpless. Can you give me something to counter this?" Allah says to Adam, "Adam, I'm the most merciful. I will give you and your children something to counter it. Oh Adam, any human being that commits a sin, it will be counted as one sin. But whenever they do good, I will multiply it by 10. The bare minimum. Whenever you do a good deed, at minimum, Allah multiplies it by 10. If you have more ma'rifah, more taqwa, Allah multiplies it as much as He wishes. But bare minimum, multiplied by 10. Adam says, "Oh Allah, give me more." Allah says, "At-tawbatu mabsootatun ila an tablugha an-nafsu al-hulqum." If any human beings, we're fallible. Allah says, if you make any mistake, if you go off the right path, the door of repentance is always open, and you can come back to me at any time until the soul reaches the throat. Meaning, even if it is the last day of your life, you do tawbah sincerely, Allah will forgive you. Even a few moments before you die, if you repent, you have up until the moment before you die to come back to me. Adam says, "Give me more, O Allah." Allah says, "Aghfir wa la ubali." Oh Adam, I forgive all sins. I forgive without caring. No matter what the human being has done, he should never despair because I forgive all of the sins. Adam says, "This is enough for me."
That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this nice topic on the next episode of today's special. Follow us at parstoday.com/en today's special. Our topic was about how can we talk to Allah.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. Close my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and further away from you. Ooh, Allah, you brought me home. I thank you with every breath I take. And how
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en. This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.